Macau gaming-related crime on the rise. Following the global pandemic, Macau's renowned gaming industry has seen a notable increase in related crimes during the first half of 2023. This escalation correlates with the resurgence of the tourism and gaming sectors as pandemic-related restrictions eased and tourist numbers rebounded. Although the current statistics are alarming, they are still below the figures from 2019. Trends in gaming-related offenses in Macau. For the first half of 2023, Macau recorded 422 crimes linked to gaming. This denotes a considerable 113% rise, translating to an extra 224 incidents compared to the same period in 2022. Specifically, casino thefts have risen, reaching a total of 77, a 64-case increase from the previous year. Additionally, fraudulent activities associated with casinos reported 95 cases, marking an uptick of 54 from the year before. Nevertheless, a broader examination of the data reveals an optimistic trend. There's been a 56.4% drop in such crimes when compared to the 968 cases from the first half of 2019. This points to an overarching positive trajectory, suggesting better management of gaming-related crimes in the longer perspective. Macau's response to illicit money exchanges during the initial 6 months of 2023, Macau authorities detained an impressive 8,124 individuals affiliated with money exchange rings, a staggering 198% increase from the figures in 2022. Such unauthorized transactions have consistently tainted Macau's gaming environment, occasionally leading to grievous criminal acts. A distressing event in May exemplified this, with a dispute among these exchange gangs resulting in a 44-year-old man from the mainland fatally injuring a 27-year-old counterpart. Addressing this issue, Secretary for Security Wong Seo Chok highlighted forthcoming legislative actions aimed at curbing illegal gambling. The crux of this proposal is to label unauthorized money exchanges connected to the gaming world as criminal acts. If these legal adjustments prove insufficient, there's a discussion about enhancing the penalties. Proposed measures include levying significant fines as a deterrent and considering travel restrictions or deportation for offenders. This legislative initiative is still undergoing examination and awaits a conclusive decision.